It is me, it is the Luminary, and you're listening to The Truth Stand from Charlotte, North Carolina, saying you can chase a lie all over the world, but the truth, it stands right here, or we can say the truth stands where it stands. Anyone who's listened to my show before knows that that second part is what I've always said before, but I'm trying something a little different, so I'm just saying the truth stand is right here. And once again, I am recording from the glorious Truth Stand Studios, aka my house, my second room, where all the junk lives. I would take the time to show you that junk, but once again, no, we're not going to do that. We're just going to talk about what's on my mind. And what's on my mind first is to tell you about my website, thetruthstand.org. That is thetruth.org. This is where you can get all the articles I'm going to start posting eventually, videos I'm going to start posting eventually, and also any audio that I decide to do will go on this webpage as well, okay? Thanks a lot to my man, Lars Kimman, who goes to my church, who helped me set this up. I just thank the man of God so much, and he's doing a lot of work for me for free. I mean, you can't get any better than that. So we definitely don't want to disappoint Lars, and we definitely don't want to disappoint the Christian body. But what you are watching me do here is called a quickie truth, okay? What is a quickie truth? A quickie truth is something that I do because it's on my mind and I must talk about it and it must be done right now, and it's not meant to be a full-blown podcast. My first podcast is 59 minutes, okay? Once you go on that website, you can click listen to that episode. You can download it as an MP3 file to your phone or whatever mobile device you have, and you can just enjoy the ministry there. I talk about so many things. It just gets into the depths of Christian apostasy, persecution. I talk about Dave Ramsey not wanting Christians to tithe. I talk about Christians who think that Jesus was a slut. Yes, you heard me. People who think Jesus was a slut. I have a pastor who wants to make sex songs. We got Christians who believe in New Ageism. 61% believe in New Ageism now. And all these sorts of things. Just, we even have managers throwing bacon in their employees' faces. Or, I'm sorry, the reverse. Employees throwing bacon in managers' faces. So, you're going to enjoy that. It's 59 minutes, but this is called the quickie truth. This is going to take me about another 5 to 10 minutes here. That's just something I really want to say, and I really want to get it out there because I don't really want to put this on my normal podcast, okay? But with that being said, let's talk about it here. So, how many of you go to a Chipotle, okay? How many of you actually go to a Chipotle? Raise your hand. Not me. Not after the salmonella thing that happened. No. No more Chipotle for me. Plus, I think their food is garbage, personally. I mean, I had a burrito from them one time, and it fell apart. I put it in there, and it just fell apart. I said, last time I do Chipotle. But there's another reason why I don't want to do Chipotle now. It's because they're stupid. There's this hideous article about this hideous, horrible incident in St. Paul, Minnesota. Says so much about our culture now. It says so much about our world today. So let me pull up an article here. This article is from the Washington Post, okay? This article is from the Washington Post. All right. It says here, Chipotle rehires manager who asked African-American men to prepay for burritos. Stop. See, this is what we have a problem with. They don't tell you the race of the manager. They don't tell you the gender of the manager, but they make sure you find out, oh, they're African Americans. Why? Because, see, this is what got it started. And before I read the article, let me just give you a summation of actually what happened. So you get these 4 or 5 black men who go into this Chipotle in St. Paul, Minnesota, And the manager tells them, no, 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 you have to pay first. Because you people typically come in and you do not pay. So obviously this manager from gate already knows who these people really are. She knows. She must have had an experience with them before, or she knows something about them. She knows. She says, no, you must pay. And anybody who's been to Chipotle before knows that you can go through the line, pick what you want. They put it all together for you. Then at the end, you pay. She's telling them you need to do that first. Oh, boy, all the hysterics began. All these guys, some of them sound like they're from the island, okay? I'm not even going to play the video for you. It's not even worth it because I'm going to read some of their quotes here. But they get all hysterical. They just go nuts. They go crazy, claim racism, claim discrimination, such and so forth in the third. And then guess what happens? They decide to pull out their little phones. They decide to pull out their little phones and tape it all and then go ahead and continue to talk junk. Go ahead and emote. Go ahead and claim this is a violation of their rights. It's stereotyping. Oh, I'm going to kick somebody's butt. Yada, 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 yada. So, of course, they post this to Twitter. And, of course, immediately it gets 7 million views. And it probably has more than that by now since it became a national story. Now, it hadn't stayed a national story for long, but there's a reason for that. And I'm going to discuss that in a second, too. But so basically, what happens is Chipotle gets this message. And what happens? They fire the girl. They do an investigation, quote unquote. They do an investigation. And then they say, oh, they have fired her. And then, of course, they give you this little corporate statement such as this. Regarding what happened to at the St. Paul restaurant, the manager thought these gentlemen were the same customers from Tuesday night who weren't able to pay for their meal. Regardless, this is not how we treat our customers. And as a result, the manager has been terminated and the restaurant staff has been retrained to ensure something like this does not happen again. So just like the corporate cowards that most corporations are, they immediately knee-jerked to an alleged firestorm of controversy. Allegedly investigated. So they fire her.
But then
it all comes out. It all comes out 2 days later. After some citizen journalists decided to look up these people and look up their social media, okay, because Chipotle didn't find this information on their own. People like me had to do it. So here it is. It says, the company now says they've rehired the manager based on additional information that's come to light. By the way, I'm reading from the Daily Wire and from the Washington Post, by the way. Quote, this is Chipotle now. We have spent the last few days reviewing the evidence available to us regarding the incident in St. Paul, Minnesota. Based on our review, we have offered the manager back her job. While our number protocol was not followed serving these customers, we publicly apologize to our manager being put in this position. We will still work to ensure that we support a respectful workplace for our employees and blah, 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 blah. A bunch of corporate garbage. But the bottom line is they had to rehire you. You know why? Because they got caught with both feet in their mouths. They got caught being knee-jerk, emotional, and absolutely incompetent and didn't do their job in the first place. They could have suspended the girl temporarily to thoroughly investigate, but that's not what they did. They had a complete knee-jerk reaction, and then they realized, oh, we were wrong. Now, why were they wrong? Okay, because these guys are known as what's called dine and dashers, meaning that they eat and then they run. They don't pay for the food. They eat and they run. It says here, a screenshot from a tweet in July 15th. This is from one of the guys who, by the way, I'm not putting their names out there, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not giving these guys any publicity. Unfortunately, the sad state of affairs of our world is that these guys are probably going to make money off of this. These guys are probably going to be bought on black radio and black television so they can go running around screaming racism and bigotry and it's going to be all about how they felt and all this stuff, even though the truth of what happened actually completely speaks against them. Oh, I'm sure the many black people will excuse it. I'm sure of it. Could you imagine if President Obama was still in office? Probably would invite him to the White House and gave him a steak dinner and then talked about how the Chipotle people acted stupidly or something like that. But anyway, a screenshot from a July 15th, 2015 says, quote, Dine and Dash is forever interesting. A tweet from March 28th says, he describes a plan to go into Applebee's and tip the server 20 cents. Another tweet from the same day says, not a dine and dash, we were just borrowing food for a couple hours, that's all, thinking it's a joke. January 2016, he tweets, aye, man, I think Chipotle is catching up to us, fam. We should change locations. Then we get another screenshot of another tweet. I caught myself taking the Chipotle Tabasco sauce the other day, LOL. Not because I needed it, but because it felt so natural to me. So in other words, these guys are corrupt individuals who go buy food and don't pay for it. Okay? And she knew it. And guess what? And she did her job and she got fired for it. Why? Let me tell you why. And this is the reason why I find all this stuff just horribly disgusting, okay? One, the people. The guys. The four or five black guys. All these guys are young men. You have to see the clip, and you can do that on your own time. You have to hear the clip just to see how entitled these guys were, how spoiled they were, and how ready they were to, I mean, just outright lie on what was going on. Because they knew who they were and what they were. They immediately got out their cameras and started taping. Why? Because they knew that they were going to make something happen out of this. They knew it. And that's disgusting because that's what you see now. And what happens in our world is that somebody decides to get out their camera, tape something, post it to YouTube, and everybody just spontaneously reacts without absolutely no context whatsoever, with absolutely nothing else to go on. Then people say, racist, 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 racist. That's all you got nowadays are people taking out their phones, taping things. You see a minute or two or a few minutes of it, don't know the story, and then immediately react. And before the truth even gets its chance to get its running shoes on, everybody has run amok and they've run off and they have already convicted somebody. They've already done it. And the media are no better because they do the same thing and they perpetuate this garbage. It's crap. And it's the stuff that's ruining our country. It's the stuff that's causing so much strife, so much division. It's causing so much hate, so much anger. And it is people creating what's called pseudo events. Things that aren't really real, but they're making it real. Am I to say that black people, there aren't some things happening to some black people from time to time? No, I'm not saying that. But of course, the thing about our world is now is everything's a narrative. Everything's about creating the narrative. What story will they believe? That's what life is all about now. What story will they believe? And instead of looking at everything as an individual case and waiting to get all the details, we just jump immediately. Our dog whistle, racist, 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 racist. And then you come to find out in a lot of these situations, that isn't what's happening. But what I also find disgusting is the corporation. How they just knee-jerk responded. Why? Because they were scared of being called racist themselves. They were scared of the bad publicity. They immediately thought that this person was a racist and that she had committed a racist act. Why? Because guess what? They have been beat in the head over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. That America's racist, America's racist, America's racist. We got a race problem. Racism is in our DNA, according to Eric Holder. Everybody's a bigot. Everybody's a bigot. Everybody that's non-white is, everybody who is other than a white person, they're all victims. And all the non-white people are victimized by all the white people. And that's in you. You're programmed to respond that way. Instead of taking their time and finding out what happened, this girl meant nothing to them. They fried her. They fricasseed her super quick. They burned her alive that fast without even thinking about it. And you know the only real reason why Chipotle is rehiring her? You want to know the only real reason why? It's because Chipotle knows that they are going to get sued out of their minds. They're going to get sued silly if they do not bring her back. Because it was definitely a wrongful termination. And she could have sued them. Heck, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have taken that job back. And I would have sued them personally. But here's another take. That girl deserves a promotion. You know why? because she actually did what a manager was supposed to do. She was protecting the company. Chipotle needs to think about that. She's probably just a shift supervisor. And I don't know if she reports to somebody who then reports to the store manager. But she needs to at least be that person. The person that supervises all the other supervisors. At least that person. Because she's someone who looked out for it. She also kept her calm throughout the entire situation. Let me tell you something. That was me. I would have lost my junk. I would have lost my stuff. After I'd have told them the first time and then they'd have kept going and I know that they now have me on camera, I would have lost my stuff. I can't even tell you. Because the arrogance of those men, the arrogance of those young men, the entitlement of these young men would have just completely pissed me off. It would have rubbed me the wrong way like it does now. To see arrogant young black men like that, entitled, spoiled black men who, by the way, I don't know what kind of parenting they had, but it doesn't speak well of that. Those boys were entitled. Those boys were spoiled rotten. And those boys think they're their victims and that they should be repaid. And they walk around with that entitlement. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. That's why I don't have discussions with people about these issues. I don't. Because I know what's coming out of their mouths. Because they're getting brainwashed by it every freaking day. This stuff is going to destroy our country. All of this race baiting, race huckstering, all of these pseudo events, all of this knee-jerk responding, all of this stuff, all of the trolling on Twitter that's designed to make things look worse than they are, it's going to destroy our country, man. We are in deep trouble as a nation. We're in deep trouble, man. And no, we weren't in trouble. We were way in trouble before Donald Trump even became president. You know what? That's all I really got to say. I hope you've enjoyed our show. This has been a quickie truth. Once again, you can go on my website at www.thetruthstand.org or truthstand.org to listen to my full podcast and anything else I put up there. I'm out. Peace.